just like agriculture forms a foundation in rural communities, I think science is the base behind that, because you have to have the science and technology. And, you know, these other countries like China are really pushing forward with their research and development. And so for us to be a leading nation, we need to make sure that we keep our support for research and development on the forefront. And one example of that is the CHIPS and Science Act at Purdue University. And, you know, Purdue is a very important and an integral part. You know, I'm biased because I'm Purdue. But anyway, they're an integral part of our agricultural industry in Indiana and across the country. And so I started to talk about the CHIPS and Science Act that has been established at Purdue. And they have a curriculum for teaching students on how to make these chips and so on. And so we have industries that are moving in the research area in around Purdue and West Lafayette that want to get into manufacturing chips and so on. So that takes that supply chain and makes it available to or on board in our country. And I think that is a very helpful situation. We do not need to be overly indebted to some of our adversaries and in these supply chains. And so that is a real plus for the state of Indiana and for Purdue University. And so that goes back to your question about research. And then you have to admire the agribusiness and the research that they do. So you couple that research with the research that's done at the land-grant universities. And then, you know, the United States has 11 basic research labs. And through the coordination between them and the land-grant universities and the agribusiness, it's amazing the kind of technology that we have available and the research that we can do. But we need to emphasize that more, because I think China's outspending us maybe 2-3 to 1. And so we need to make sure that we enhance and stay ahead and become a leader in these areas of research and technology and the implementation.